This is the 9th annual Running with Ed, and this year they had more runners and teams than ever before. Associate Director Jennifer Billow says part of the reason they had 1,475 runners that made up 213 teams is they lowered the fees for children to participate.
We had student fundraising for the first time. We had students who raised like $5,000 or $6,000. There were two teams of students that they had a little fundraiser here at Basin Rec last Saturday. They went door to door. Their teams, between the two of them, raised almost $5,000. Students, that's amazing. And I think that what's gratifying is they know that the money's coming back to programs, so they're helping support their own education, which is, I find that amazing.
Billow says there are three ways Running with Ed raises money.
So through last night and this morning, it looks like we're almost at $250,000, which is amazing. It just shows the support of the community. And there's three ways that we raise money for Running with Ed. So there's the team registration. So again, we had the most we've ever had. There's sponsorships, you know, which KPCW is one. And then there's the actual team fundraising portion where teams, you know, are just like any other race or walk, they're asking their friends, their family to raise money. And just that portion is about $100,000, which almost 35 or 40,000 of that came in yesterday in one day.
A growing trend, Billow says, is people are coming from other areas, including the Wasatch Front, to participate.
And they're just finding that this is an unusual race and that you're going around Park City, so it's beautiful, right? But they love going through all the schools and seeing what the schools do for the exchanges. That's very different compared to most races, and they really enjoy that community spirit. So it's much bigger than the typical 5K fundraiser, and so that's why I think we have people that come back year after year from, you know, Provo, Salt Lake, even Ogden.
Billow says it's not just students or teachers who are participating.
Obviously, a lot of families that live in Park City, because they do know it goes towards back to the Ed Foundation, and then we fund almost 100 programs in the district. So the bulk of it is families. There's 180 teachers and staff, Park City School District teachers and staff running in the race, which is amazing. And then there's also a ton of businesses do this for employee engagement. So that's been another area of growth. What they're finding is it's a super fun day to spend together.
In the early years, Billow says people were intimidated by the course that is more than 38 miles long. But since they changed the rules, allowing 10 people per team, making the stretch shorter, the number of participants grew almost overnight. Fundraising will continue through Saturday. If you'd like to make a donation, go to runningwithed.com. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.